And listening in the early morning, and maybe listening
tomorrow,
still again tomorrow.
During the day.
Well, while those races unwind, today voters in 41 states and Washington, D.C. will also weigh in on 147 ballot measures. Now, we've talked about some of them here, voters being asked whether to raise the minimum wage, legalize marijuana, tax soda, ban fracking, label genetically modified food. Some questions are put on the ballot by legislatures. 35 are there this year because citizens have gathered signatures. They're called citizen initiatives. Some are referenda, looking to overturn existing law. Some are just advisory questions. They don't have the weight of law. We want to take a quick look at some questions we haven't touched on yet. Jenny Bowser is an expert on ballot questions, also a political consultant in Portland, Oregon. She joins us from Oregon Public Broadcasting. Jenny, start with the questions about personhood. They're on the ballot in North Dakota and Colorado. What does each question ask?
Well, Colorado, it's Amendment 67, and what this would do is define unborn humans as people, and that makes unborn humans then have the rights of all of people that are provided for throughout the Constitution and the Colorado state laws. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, is the third time Colorado will have voted on a personhood measure. It was on the ballot in 2008 and 2010 and rejected both times, mm-hmm. similar measures.
Right.
North Dakota's is similar, but the wording is a little bit different. There it's Measure 1, and it says it provides a right to life for the unborn.
Well, and it's probably predictable. We've heard the debate, but what does each side say about this putting personhood on the ballot? What do they say?
Well, opponents say that it is sort of a sneak attack on abortion rights, and that it would prohibit certain kinds of birth control and have other health and criminal justice impacts that are sort of unanticipated, unintended. And the proponents say that, you know, the unborn deserve the same rights as the rest of us, and it goes hand in hand with the pro-life movement.
So a couple of personhood questions there. Gambling has long been a popular question on the ballot. And this year, one of the most interesting questions about gambling is right here in Massachusetts where we are. There's been a huge competition. People have watched cities battle to get new casinos. But today, voters will decide whether to keep a 2011 law allowing casinos. And this question could, end new ones before they're even built. But what are some of the other gambling questions across the country?
Well, there are two in Rhode Island, actually, that have sort of an indirect relationship with Massachusetts gambling. I guess over the years, about 8.5% of Rhode Island's non-federal revenue has come from gambling. And there's some fear now that if these casinos in Massachusetts go through, particularly the one that's right outside of Boston, that's going to reduce that revenue stream for Rhode Island. So they have question one on the ballot there that would allow a state-operated casino at an existing video lottery facility in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a second question there that would require a popular vote in that municipality before gambling could happen. And that would apply to future gambling votes as well.
And then I think Colorado has one.
Colorado does, and California does too. In Colorado, it's Amendment 68. And what this would do is authorize casino gambling at horse racetracks in three different counties. There's already a racetrack in Arapahoe County, so that one could happen fairly quickly. But in the other two counties, there's not an existing racetrack yet.
Yeah.
And Colorado already has casino gambling in three mountain towns. It's had it for a couple of decades or so. The revenue from Colorado's initiative would go to K-12 education. The estimate is about $114.5 million annually.
Guns are on the ballot. We've talked about Washington State. They could present an interesting question. What happens when two opposing measures pass? They've got measures for and against expanding background checks. So they could both pass, and then we'll see what happens then. But what's going on in, I think, Alabama?
In Alabama, there's a question that the legislature put on the ballot that basically just restates and guarantees citizens' right to bear arms. And, that's already sort of in the Constitution. And this is maybe one of those attempts to galvanize a certain sector of the voting public and get people out to the polls so
right.
that they can then also vote on candidates.
Right. Well, some of the other interesting ones in Illinois, there's a question about everyone having the right to vote. That seemed as sort of a preemptive strike against future ID laws. But what do you find, there's always unusual questions. What are yours?
Well, you know, you brought up Illinois. One interesting thing about the election this year is that there are 5 advisory votes on the ballot this year, and I don't know that I've ever seen that many. It's actually pretty unusual. So these are questions that the legislature puts on the ballot sort of as just an opinion poll. They want to know what voters think.
Yeah.
So there are 3 in Illinois, and then there are 2 in Washington. Another interesting one to me is in California. It's Proposition 46, and it would require drug and alcohol testing of doctors. I don't know if any state currently does that.
Interesting.
It would also lift the cap on medical malpractice lawsuits. Currently, there's a cap of, I think, $250,000. And from what I hear, it can be difficult even in really egregious cases of medical malpractice, to get an attorney to take the case because the cap is so low, it's not just financially worth it the attorneys.
Well, Jenny, I'm going to jump in with one that you've alerted us to that is one of our favorites this year. Mm-hmm. In Arkansas, there is a question that would prohibit dry counties.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how that goes over. Jenny Bowser, political consultant based in Portland, Oregon, taking a look at some of the many questions. We'll have links for you at hearnow.org so you can look yourself. Jenny, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.